Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. In Kansas City, let's go ahead and, by the way, let's look at these composite numbers. In Kansas City, March wheat, 804, down 4 3/4. July, 818.5, down 6 1/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 747 3/4, down 2 3/4. July, 763 1/4, down 4. March corn, 691, up 2 1/4. May, 691, up 2 1/4. July, 685 1/2, up 2 1/2. December, 578, up 1/4. January soybeans, 1420, up 6 1/4. July, 1372 3/4, up 1/4. Go back, pick up that March at 1387. It's up 1/2, by the way. And November at 1283 1/4, down 2 1/2. January soybean meal, 410.30, down 30. March, 410, down 90. January soybean oil, 49.34, up 20. March, 49.71, up 18. February live cattle, 132.35, down 20. January feeders, 152.32 1/2. They're down 40. And February lean hogs, 85.20, down 115. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Not a whole lot of anything going on in the marketplace on this Wednesday.
Oh, my Lord, no. It's, it's again going to be one of those days, I think, where we often call it like watching paint dry. I think that's what we're looking at. You know, you've got some repositioning going on. One thing I thought that was interesting is you know yourself that so many times you hear all the comments about how, you know, the index funds have such a big impact on the market, you know, and everything else. And they have been reallocating the last number of days, you know, getting into some soy meal, doing some wheat, you know, doing some things like that. And they really haven't even had pretty much any impact on the marketplace. And so I think everybody's waiting. We're all looking forward to, Friday's report, get it behind us, and get the first 11 a.m. report behind us.
Yep, Friday morning, USDA releasing four major reports at 11 a.m. Central Time for the first time ever, moving the reports from 7:30 a.m. release to 11. By the way, programming note, we will have a special segment looking at those reports at 12:20 p.m. Central Time. We'll look at them with Mike Zuzulo tomorrow for about 9 minutes, so we'll let the reports trade a little bit. We'll try to digest what the numbers are, and then we will try to give how the market reacted and why, and then the assessment for the longer-term implications of the numbers. So all that on Friday, special report 12:20 here on AM 580. Let's look, though, at your thinking about the reports and what you might think that USDA will do with them.
Well, you know, first let's cover what the trade seems to be thinking. The trade is definitely looking for a bearish bean and wheat report. You can tell that. You know, we've been trading it for quite a while now, as well as, you know, a bigger crop coming out of South America. And possibly now, you know, Informa came in with much higher numbers on corn. I think in general, I would expect to see the market perhaps, or the USDA, actually lower harvested acres, which could raise the yield. But I think ultimately we are not going to have as big a crop as what we saw in the last report for corn. When it comes to beans, I could see them, you know, coming back in and raising the bean crop just slightly, but demand has still been very, very good. The big key, I think, Dave, when you look at the USDA report, of course, is going to be what's our carryout going to be. And actually, when you come right down to it, supply and demand doesn't hardly mean anything on this report. The big one is going to be the grain stocks. And did we actually, how much of that extra 700 million bushels that we actually harvested before September 1st was consumed and will now be reported in the first quarter? I think that is probably the biggest question that is on most people's mind, and it's keeping the market pretty tender-footed, basically, you know, not too excited about going one way or the other.
I think also is of interest is who owns what. I mean, we had the aflatoxin issue this last year, and a lot of grain seemed to have changed hands early based on the ideas that to hold it yourself was a greater risk for the producer than letting the commercials take it and take the risk on. But is that truly true, and how much grain is really in the farmer's hands?
Well, that's a good question. It's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because in the last number of days and over the past week, talking with individuals, especially in Indiana and Illinois, they're just complaining up a storm because they have nothing to do, because all the corn got hauled in. They normally sit on their beans for a while, and so guys are just saying there's nothing to do. Now, when you look up into the northern part of the Midwest, that's a whole different story. You see a lot of grain moving around up there, and so it will be a big question, and it also will be a determining factor for direction of the market. If it appears that most of the corn crop is in the commercial hands, I think that we will find our bottoms and we'll begin to move higher again. If there's a lot in farmers' hands yet, that may not be the case.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to the fact that maybe speculators feel a little more comfortable when to take positions on if the grain is in commercial hands, because they're a more known commodity when it comes to how they do their operation. They're hedging the grain. Speculators can figure that out. But if it's in the farmer's hands, you really just don't know when it's going to come to market and if it would to come to market in a glut of, in a short period of time or not.
Well, that's true, and I think there's another part to that puzzle, and that is, you know, that when the grain is in the commercial hands, the commercials now become like a producer. In other words, they now own the grain, so they want the highest price for it rather than looking to try and pay the lowest price for it. You know, it's common sense from a business standpoint. And therefore, what that says to speculators is that the downside is more limited now than what the upside potential possibly is. And so, you know, that's one of the things I think that's hard for people to understand at times, is that, you know, it isn't that commercials are bad guys. They're in business. Their business is, when they're buying grain, to try and pay the least for it and sell it for the most. Then when they've acquired all of that grain, now their drive is to sell it for the most, because they've got the grain that they need. And so I just think it makes it easier for a speculator to feel comfortable from a direction standpoint.
So if you're a holder of old crop grain, is your risk to the downside Friday then?
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got to be pretty concerned when you've seen reaction on these reports lately, limit up or limit down. If we come in with some big surprise from somewhere, it would have to be worse than what Informa put into the marketplace. But at the same time, I think what you have to be, like you always have to be, you have to be prepared for both sides of the market, not just for one or the other. And so if you're sitting on an awful lot of old crop corn, I don't think you can go into this report without having some protection. You have to have a plan. And at the same time, if you're an end user, we've come down a long ways on these markets. You have to be thinking about, should I be acquiring some grain or not? And so I just don't think you can go into this report feeling comfortable and totally naked, you know, and just having everything sit there. For every penny we lose, that's a penny of profit gone. That's the way a person has to look at it from a business standpoint. And so, you just can't sit back and do nothing. You've got to be prepared for both sides.
The other random factor that goes through my mind is feed usage and whether it'll be less than expected.
Well, you know, with the declines that we've seen, and in talking to the cattle people that we have, basically, I don't think feed usage should be less, although we do know that cattle numbers are not as big as they had been, but we also know that we haven't seen liquidation in the hog side of things. And because we are producing less distillers than what we had been, I think that kind of shores up in my mind that we probably won't see a lot less feed usage, at least not in this report anyway.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick, March corn 691 up 2.25. July is 685.5 up 2.5. Go to March, soybeans are 13.85.25 down 1.25. November 12.80 down 5.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.